This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee, and this, today, is a chance to talk with Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Paula Cole just before her Raven album comes out. Paula has a really thoughtful perspective on life, love, feminism, and storytelling. She now has her own new record label because after releasing 5 studio albums on major labels, she decided to produce the new one independently, had a Kickstarter campaign that raised 150% of the funds she'd requested, and she created the album called Raven, which is set for release April 23rd on her new 675 Records label. You make a statement that kind of tends to stay with people in Imaginary Man. I wish you'd tell me about this line. I'll do everything I can for the heart of the imaginary man.
Oh, this is an older song. And when I wrote it, I don't think I understood what I was writing about until 2012, when I decided to reprise this song. And I wrote this song. This is probably the oldest song on the album. This song was, I think, written in 1991, although I wrote the bridge in 2012. I added the bridge in 2012. So, and Raven is like that. It's eclectic. It has some of my older work, things that demanded to come out of the closet, and it has some very new things, like Red Corset and Secretary and Strong Beautiful Woman. Those are all newer songs. But that song, I think I was writing from this very amorphous, intuitive place, and I never really understood what I was getting at until I had this aha moment end of last year. And I think I was going for a man in my life that I was going to give everything to, and I did, and it was a figment of my imagination in that sense. And it was something that wasn't healthy for me. And, you know, that ended up in divorce, of course, and I've written all about that on a previous album, but it was apt and it was poetically right for where I was in my life. And so it finally had very true meaning for me. And so that's part of the reason why I needed to do it again.
One and Scream were very haunting. Would you tell me more about that too?
It was my intention to sing Scream in a whisper from top to bottom so that anyone who knows what it feels like to be kind of prisoner in one's own home, walking into a room and you feel like you're walking through sludge that's so thick, it's so thick with atmosphere, negative atmosphere, that you just want to die and you want to let it out and you want to scream and you can't. And so, yes, I maintained the scream inside, that volcano, sitting on that volcano the whole song, just singing it in a whisper.
Everyone is happy here until you walk in, tossing your poison around and silencing with your toxicity.
And you mentioned Secretary before, which I thought was an interesting power shift. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, all of the songs had been recorded. We recorded them in a barn in Massachusetts at our basic session with some amazing musicians, and the album was shaping up, and it felt to me there was a vacancy in the sequencing. I felt like I needed something kind of super dark and intense and more ballsy and rocking, you know? And I had to write to fill that need. Again, like the intuitive, more right brain, because writing is this weird dialogue with the unconscious. Here we are talking about it, but it's really you're trying to harness a mystery. And sometimes it's right brain motivated, and sometimes it's more analytical and left brain motivated. But so I felt intuitively there was this vacancy in the sequence of the album, and what it drew me to was just going into my little home studio and going to an electric guitar, and I'm not much of a guitar player. And I tuned everything open, and I tuned it really low, low down, to get this dark, vibey, muddy sound.
I'll be your secretary. Oh.
And that's what came out. And there's some, like, sadomasochism in the lyric, and there's some sadomasochism in a sense, like, of the delicate nature of the singing, and then the wailing, the belting, that's just so spectacular. I guess I don't know what the word is for it, but it's dramatic. There's huge shifts between delicate singing and hugely powerful singing.
We've got the exact opposite end of the spectrum on the other newer song that you mentioned, Strong, Beautiful Woman. Please tell me about this one.
This song was composed to the rhythm of my footsteps on my morning walk, and it came as a melody. And I continued my walks and developing the melody. And, of course, that lyric, just that chorus lyric, Strong, Beautiful Woman, that just needed to repeat itself. I developed the chorus first and added the verses later, and that is a story taking me through my life, starting with a little saying and mantra my grandmother Helen gave me, and just how she made me feel. And remembering her words as I go through my, you know, my childhood, my 20s, my 30s, and on it goes.
Strong, beautiful woman. Oh, don't let the world let you down.
And it's also wonderful to just, as a woman, to say that to other females. I hope this is a song that we sing to each other. We sing to our daughters and our mothers and our partners and our friends and our wives. I hope that this song has some kind of underground to it. That's just my little hope.
Look within yourself.